On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day for Tuesday, the 9th of July. And today, Richard Wilson, Scottish actor, he was in One Foot in the Grave. Remember that British TV series?
Uh-huh.
He's 83 today. Brian Dennehy, the US actor who starred in loads of things, including Cocoon and Legal Eagles, he's 81 today. Jimmy Smits, the American actor who played Victor in LA Law, he turned 64. Tom Hanks, oh, he's my fave. Now, he won back-to-back Academy Awards for Best Actor for Forrest Gump and Philadelphia. Also starred in many movies like Big, Saving Private Ryan. Castaway.
Wilson!
And of course,
Wilson!
Provides the voice of Woody in the Toy Story movies.
Reach for the sky.
How old is he?
63. Jim Kerr, vocalist with the UK band Simple Minds, is 60.
Of course, they have big hits with this.
And my favourite one from The Breakfast Club.
Yes, don't you forget about me. And this. In fact, they had stacks of hits in the 80s.
US rock singer and widow of the late Kurt Cobain. Yes, I'm talking about Courtney Love. She's 55 today. Jack White, the US singer and muso with the White Stripes, is 44. Fred Savage, the American actor, starred as Kevin Arnold in The Wonder Years. He's 43. Sean Marsh, the Australian cricketer, is 36. And Mitch Larkin, the Aussie swimmer, is 26.
Also on this day in 1954 that Australia's Peter Thomson, then just 24, became the youngest ever winner of the British Open Golf Championship, and he won it five times.
That's incredible. Something else that's incredible is this song.
The answer is blowing.
Yep, Blowing in the Wind. Bob Dylan recorded that gem on this day in 1962.
Fred Bassett, the comic strip, began on this day in 1963.
Phantom of the Opera opened at Perth Entertainment Centre on this day in 1998. Of course, that's now where the RAC Arena stands.
And this kids' TV show, which went to air for the first time in 1959, wrapped up on this day in 1999. Of course, it's Mr. Squiggle.
You know what? No. I think Mr. Squiggle and the blackboard are a very apt illustration of you and I. I'm Mr. Squiggle.
Ah, what should I make of it?
And you're the blackboard.
Hurry up.
Now you come to mention it. Spot on.
Let me draw you something with my pencil nose. It was on this day in the year 2000, Virgin Blue took to the skies in a pre-launch Aussie flight. Now, Richard Branson was on board and so was their special guest, Natalie Imbruglia.
Yes, followers of the UK-British TV show The Office, starring Ricky Gervais, debuted on this day in 2001. It took 2 years before we got it here in Australia.
And that's on this day for Tuesday, the 9th of July.